Good morning, everybody. The 11th of the 11th, Remembrance Day. I hope you all had your 1 minute silence at 11 o'clock. And we should have a minute silence for the stock market today. We're down 48 points. Futures this morning were down 9 on the back of a quite big fall on Wall Street. Another 200 odd points down 240 on the Dow Jones. S&P down 0.8%, but the Nasdaq taking it in the neck from the inflation numbers overnight, down 1.66%. Whilst I'm here doing the overnight stuff, iron ore price down 3.2%, coal price down 5.5%, oil price down 2.52%. And this morning in our market, despite that, can you believe it, the iron ore stocks are holding us up. BHP Rio up 1.4% and 1.5%. Fortescue up 6.6%. The bounce seems to be on. Otherwise, all the banks are down. NAB down 1.6%. CBA down 1.2%. We've had a jobs number this morning, which is a lot weaker than expected. And as I watched, the market just dropped 20 points on the back of its announcement. The market was expecting 50,000 new jobs to be added. I think the NAB was expecting 80,000 new jobs, and they've fallen by 46,300. So the economy weaker than expected. The coming out of lockdown bounce back in jobs numbers not as strong as expected. And that sort of takes the haste out of the need for the RBA to raise rates, not as if they were going to anyway. It sort of suits the RBA to have a slightly weaker economy. It means there is no rush to raise interest rates. Before I get to that inflation number, a few little announcements today. Xero down 4.6% on results. Orica down 3.4%. Ramsay Healthcare down 5%. And a load of AGMs today. Nearmap down 9% on the back of their AGM. Nine Entertainment up 4% on the back of theirs. Otherwise, no major movements from AGMs. Elon Musk has sold $1.1 billion worth of Tesla stock in order to meet taxes. I have to say, on the AFR website, they have a huge headline which says, Musk tells Tesla shares. Of course, it should say sells Tesla shares. And that, I'm afraid, is the state of journalism these days. Not even picking up their own typos. I know I'm not one to talk, but we don't have the resources and editors that the Financial Review does. Right, a big day today in the Marcus Spy section. I have launched the new FUFU portfolio, F-U-F-U, which is a collection of what I call forever stocks. I will get to that in a minute. Let us first handle this CPI number in the US overnight. I've written it up in the Spy section as raising the chances of a correction from 1 out of 10 to 3 out of 10. The CPI number in the US was expected to be up 4.0%, the core number. It was up 4.6% and up 0.6% month on month, compared to 0.2% last month. So there's been an acceleration in CPI, and the CPI trend is clearly still going higher. And the headline inflation number for October in the US was up 6.2% year on year, which was up from 5.4% in September. And that is the biggest year on year gain in 31 years. Now, of course, that is going to open the debate again about whether the inflation spike the US is seeing is persistent or transitory. The debate is how long these supply chain issues are going to persist, or whether inflation is really underlying, running ahead of the Fed's expectations, and whether it's going to change their timetable for raising rates. Will they bring that forward? Will they bring forward the tapering timetable? And clearly the risk is that inflation is going to stay higher for longer than expected. And on the back of that, and this is quite a big move, on the back of that, the 10-year bond yield went from the low yesterday of 1.415% to a high of 1.52%. Now, that's a move of 0.177%. Now, when you consider the market is paranoid about the timing of the next official interest rate rise from the Fed, and the next official interest rate rise will be 0.25%. The 10-year bond yield jumped 0.177% last night. That's almost an interest rate rise in itself. So the bond market has taken it quite hard, and we now have to wonder whether this inflation theme is going to become a market driver or whether it's going to disappear as usual in the next 24 hours. It clearly raises equity market risk. I've put a list in of the top 20 stocks in the S&P 500 overnight, and it is quite clear that the technology stocks are going to get it in the neck if interest rates go higher. And that's pretty typical. High valuation stocks get affected most by changes in the discount rate, which affect their valuations. Rah, rah, rah. Interest rates up, technology stocks down. I have put a little list in of stocks that are negatively impacted by higher interest rates. Not that we need to do anything yet. This is a minor change in market theme for the moment. It could all blow over in a couple of days or it could accelerate. But if you were worrying about which stocks are negatively impacted by higher rates, then technology is the obvious one. And in Australia, housing market exposed stocks, everything from banks to plumbing supplies, highly indebted stocks, which is REITs, infrastructure, utilities, stock market stocks, that's things like Macquarie, ASX, if the equity markets tip over, which they haven't yet, so don't worry about it yet. And eventually, if high interest rates do get a grip in the real world, then discretionary consumer stocks. There are a few stocks that are positively impacted. Banks, theoretically, although there's a two-way pull, there's probably a 10-way pull on how interest rates affect banks, but rising rates, slowly rising rates, improve the ability of banks to raise their margins, and that's been a bit of an issue in the recent results, lower net interest margins. A couple of other stocks that could possibly benefit from raising or rising rates, Challenger is one. People don't buy annuity products when interest rates are next to nothing. Higher rates would see their business pick up. QBE and some of the other insurers, which hold huge wads of US bonds, and when bond yields rise, it's as good as a profit increase for those guys. And then there are some other stocks, Computershare. But one idea is obvious, and that is the inflation hedge, gold. And I've put in the idea of the day today in the spy section is obviously gold stocks. I've put a list of the gold stocks in there. It is short-term trading on a rise in inflation fears. In that list, you'll see the biggest gold stocks down to the smallest. Some of the stocks most traded for or as a proxy for a gold price rise are NST, EVN, SBM, all of those, along with a couple of others, ALK and RSG, all of those turned up on the technical scan this morning as having RSI buy signals. So gold looks to be lifting off the bottom, plenty of stocks to play. The gold ETF has actually given us an RSI buy signal. You wouldn't trade the gold ETF. It's a very slow moving instrument compared to the bang for buck you can get in individual gold stocks. So traders might be buying gold. I have not yet built the ideas of the day spreadsheet. I've got some good ideas for that, so it's not as simple as it sounds. I need to be able to communicate what sort of idea each idea is, so that requires a little bit of thought. But I will get that up in time. But idea of the day, yesterday it was coal stocks, today it is gold stocks. And some of you traders might well buy a gold stock or two for a bit of a punt on this inflation theme. Getting a grip on the market. Dow futures at the moment down 27, so it's not as if the US market has been terribly badly affected. It's done its 240-point drop and hasn't seemingly accelerated from there. Right, that's the inflation number. By the way, I've put some lists of interest rate affected sectors in the spy section today, and a chart of the VIX volatility index, which is still trading at bull market levels, although it has spiked in the last 3 or 4 days. Hardly a spike, it has gone up in the last 3 or 4 days. Also, there's the 10-year bond yield chart, which you'll see has followed the US 10-year bond yield higher in the last 24 hours on the back of that inflation number. Right, the FUFU portfolio. I am not going to run through the whole FUFU portfolio. Go to the Marcus Spy section, but this is the day we have transitioned away from the growth portfolio to the new portfolios, and particularly the Forever portfolio, the FUFU portfolio, which stands for forever unless it goes wrong. Let me put that politely that way. The qualities of a FUFU stock or a forever stock are listed in the Marcus Spy section. And then I have, having listed those, and then I have put up the portfolio, including a list of stocks sold. I'm going to take the performance from today rather than using the track record of the previous portfolio that was the Marcus Today growth portfolio. I'm going to take performance from today, of course, but out of respect for the people that have followed that portfolio, just today I have highlighted the stocks we've held on to and the stocks that we have exited today. And you'll see the stocks as well that we've added. And most of these stocks excel or dominate in their space. They have a unique part of their business, or a furrow that they plow with a wide moat. Not necessarily a wide moat. I know I'm going to get emails saying that hasn't got a wide moat. But when you see the list, you'll realize, yes, these are companies, most of which dominate their space or excel in their space. They also display long-term business performance, long-term share price outperformance. I could put up all those orange charts and show you that. I've also focused on high ROE stocks, and this is the list I've come up with. The portfolio is deliberately well diversified. I have tried to make sure we're not taking any significant bets in significant stocks. On the back of that, I have reduced the CSL and Commonwealth Bank holdings. I'm also not holding all the banks. I don't want to be benchmark bullied. When you run a fund relative to a benchmark, you end up being aware of what stocks are in your benchmark, and you tend to weight higher to the bigger stocks. I don't want to be doing that. I want this to be a list of stock picks rather than a benchmark-aware portfolio. So I'm not going to worry about a benchmark, and that means I'm not going to be buying big stocks just because I'm worried about them being in the benchmark, and I'm not going to be worrying about short-term performance monthly or quarterly or weekly compared to the benchmark. Truth of the matter is, benchmarking tends to affect your stock picking, and my criteria is very different to a properly managed fund that is trying to achieve you a market return. This is different. This is stock picking, a whole list of stock picks. As it turns out, after the changes I've made, I'm holding 19.5% cash. That is not a strategy call. That is just how it's dropped out today. I've covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. It allows us room to add more stocks, and I don't rule out taking more stocks out that are currently in there. I've written a line about the strategy. After doing all these changes, I may have 20% cash or 19.5% cash, but I don't intend to play the cash or equity strategy game in here. The idea is that the RBP, really boring portfolio, communicates strategy and equities versus cash weightings, but I don't rule out selling stocks here when the market tips over. I will happily cash up in individual stocks, reassess, dump them, or look to buy them back lower down if circumstances suit, and that may be market circumstances anyway. Bottom line, I'll do what I want in this portfolio without too many rules, and it's a pretty good list of stock picks, I feel, and we will add or subtract as we go. So have a read of the SPY section for the new FooFoo portfolio and the Forever Stocks portfolio. This is not what a fund manager would do. This is what a newsletter would do. Daily action is the idea. We will monitor all these daily, although the hope is we can just hold them all forever if they behave. Tom will be helping me manage this section and manage the portfolios. He will report on and write about the portfolios if I have to go on a course and defend my titles in the senior golf tournaments around Southern Victoria. Right, that's about that. Summary, chances of a correction have gone up after the CPI number. Will it disappear, or will it remain or develop into a serious market issue? We'll find out over the next few days. I've introduced the FooFoo portfolio, the Forever Stocks portfolio, which is now in the Marcus SPY section. And the idea of the day is to buy some gold stocks for a inflation trade. Right, that's about that. Market's still sliding away after those shabby jobs numbers. ASX 200 down 56 now, which is pretty much low of the day. Dow futures down 25. That's about that. You have a fabulous day, and I will speak to you soon.